Construction on the West Coast has never been busier, according to Chris Acheson. But with this high demand comes equally high pressures. Interest rates, rising wages and the high cost of materials all factor into the equation. It is clear that these pressures are causing layoffs, Acheson, the president of the BC Construction Association, BCCA, said in a statement. We've seen indications that construction workers, both skilled and unskilled, are moving out of the province as a direct result of BC's high cost of living, housing shortage and the perception of better opportunities elsewhere. The estimated value of major construction projects currently underway is $157 billion, according to a pair of industry reports released October 23. This is an increase of 16% over 2022 and 109% over the past 5 years. The value of proposed major projects tells a different story, decreasing from $220 billion in 2022 to $174 billion this year. The pressures described by Acheson go hand in hand with decaying procurement standards, a lack of prompt payment legislation and a shortage of skilled workers, according to the BCCA. The combination of these factors paints a dim picture for contractors over the next few years, the industry group said in a release. The price of non-residential construction has increased by 7% in the last year, with labor costs increasing 18.4% since February 2020. One part of the solution is prompt payment legislation meant to ensure construction workers are paid on time, Acheson said. Government seems to be under the illusion that contractors all have the deep pockets needed to essentially fund large-scale projects. Not so, he said. Companies are often paid 3 or 6 months after the last nail has been pounded or the last coat of paint has dried. No other industry has to endure that. Of BC's 26,262 construction companies, 92% have fewer than 20 employees, according to the BCCA. The number of construction companies has grown by 8% over the last 5 years. Despite this growth, the number of tradespeople in the industry fell by 8% over 3 years, and 9% since 2019. It is estimated that 6,000 construction jobs will be unfilled by 2032 due to labor shortages. We need to get enough people skilled up to replace the tens of thousands who are retiring in the next few years in British Columbia. One way to do that is to be more diverse about who we hire and train, Acheson said in the release. Everyone, including members of traditionally underrepresented groups, should feel welcome within the construction industry. There is absolutely no lack of employment opportunities for anyone interested in exploring a career in construction. The number of women workers in trades has decreased by 2% over the last 4 years, with tradeswomen now representing 4.5% of workers in trades. The province's construction employment base decreased by 14,500 workers, about 6%, between the first and second quarter of 2023.